The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to episode 84 of the Coach Curl podcast. Last week we started our journey in creating our steel cage mindset. This week we dissect desire. Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to this week's episode, episode 84 of the Coach Curl podcast. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for tuning in. We love your support. Now, last podcast, I started the series on developing and creating your steel cage mindset, a mindset to make you invincible. And today, we dissect the first key component to making this work. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, and if you haven't, please do. I have a fascination with the steel cage, the steel cage fighters. And I think that that fascination is relative to all of us. You know, there's this concept that a mixed martial artist enters the ring. A mixed martial artist enter the ring. He's a fighter. She's a fighter. They enter the ring knowing the chances of them coming out a winner is massively determined on their preparation and the work that they've done prior to entering the cage. So a mixed martial artist, an MMA fighter, enters the steel cage knowing that their chances of coming out a winner is determined by the work that they've put into to get there. So that's a concept that I really love, because they know that they're entering the cage knowing that they're going to get punched in the face, knowing that they're going to face pain, knowing that they're meeting a formidable opponent, and they do it anyway. And it's relative to all of us, and it's relative for a simple reason, because we all have that cage. We just don't see the bar. So we all have the cage. We just don't see the bars. We've all come into the cage. And the fact is, unless we do the work, unless we have that invincible mindset, we do not come out as the winner that we were destined to be. If we don't prepare, if we don't take action, our skills and our talents go to waste. And we come just another person, ultimately leaving the cage as an average performer. We impact some, yes, but we don't maximize what we could have done. We leave the cage with songs inside us not sung, books and words unwritten, potential unfulfilled, goals unachieved. You see, life is our steel cage. We just don't see the bars. We just don't see the cage, but it's there. And maybe if we all saw it, we would fight just a little bit harder for what we have. If we could see it, maybe we could take the steps that maximize our potential, to maximize the skills and the talents that we have, instead of wasting our energy looking at all the stuff that we don't have. Maybe we could stand on the shoulders of our greatest self to start the journey. The journey to build a steel cage mindset, it's a journey to become invincible. And to not just take what life throws at us, but to thrive under this adversity. And to be able to create a vision for us to deliver. And when we talk about the nine steps to creating this steel cage mindset, the nine steps to becoming invincible, we start with the concept of desire. Now, Napoleon Hill stated in Think and Grow Rich, desire is the starting point for all achievement. And it's never been disputed. Desire is the starting point for all achievement. The ability for us as humans to develop a passion for a vision, a dream, and to create that desire is part of our DNA, but it's part of our DNA that many just don't activate to deliver the life that they were destined to live. So it's part of our DNA, but many just don't activate it. It's like when we have a software purchase, we activate it to get the full benefits of that software purchase. Inside of us is the DNA that creates that desire that can create the life that we have, but many just don't activate it. You know, when I studied Think and Grow Rich, our facilitator at the time instructed us to read the chapter on persistence first. So I think persistence is chapter 9 in the book, and we read it first. Because he knew that for us to get into desire and to really make desire work, we had to link it to the concept of persistence. To build on desire, the need to have persistence is critical to harness the power of desire. Otherwise, desire simply is a wish. It's simply a dream. We may as well be sleeping because it's a dream that we have no chance of achieving. Desire must be built within us to create the force needed to do what it takes to achieve what we want. Desire must be built within us to create the force needed to do what it takes to achieve what we want. Now, there's a strong visualization component when we build desire. Visualization is used, as we know, extensively in the sporting world, where athletes, sports stars, they visualize the successful attainment of their goals. Now, whether that's a 100-meter Olympic gold record or a football player or a team player visualizing the successful completion of their task or their role. The ability for us to visualize success helps us achieve success because we hack and trick the defensive mechanisms within our own brain, designed to keep us safe, designed to keep us comfortable, designed to keep us secure. When we believe we can, we can. We commence the program to do the work. We start unlocking our own physiology to reward us. And that keeps us motivated and motivating as we move towards successful achievement of our goal. But visualization is just part of the equation. What I know is this: if you really want to harness the power of desire, here are the steps. Here are the steps that you should take. And you've probably heard these steps. There's nothing new in this, really. You've probably heard these steps. The difference is, the difference these steps make is when we put action to the steps. Step number one, we need to be specific. A general desire, a general want, doesn't bring the overwhelming motivation that a specific intent does. A general desire is something like, I want to earn more money. A specific intent is to say, I want to earn an extra $20,000 a year. So it's very clear, it's very specific. In Think and Grow Rich, it prompts people to visualize the amount of money in your bank account. And once again, many people deliver a general wish to this framework, you know, and they simply choose a number. Now, it's not all about money, but it's about visualizing what it is that you want to achieve. So it could be something like, I want to run the Boston Marathon and do it in a time of 3 hours. It's clear, it's specific. But it also must have meaning. The visualization technique must have meaning. Otherwise, you may, as I've said before, you may as well be sleeping. And this is where our second step comes into play. We have to understand why you want to do it. You know, much has been written about why, about purpose, about defining our whole of life purpose, our definite major purpose. But to create desire in your life, simply you have to understand the why behind what it is that you want to do. So why do you want to see that $3,165,000 in your bank account? Why do you want to run the marathon in that time? Why? And once again, the why needs to be specific, clear, specific, and purposeful. And that's how we build our own motivation that keeps us going. Step number three is we want to write it down. We want to write that statement down. We want to combine the desire of specific intent and the specific why and put it into what I would call our statement of attainment, our contract to ourselves. This is what I want to achieve. And then step number four is to set a date. Now, writing it down removes the chance that we're going to forget it. It removes the opportunity for us to bounce it around in our head to be rejected. Writing it down builds the bond between the idea and reality. Writing it down builds the bond between the idea and reality. Writing it down brings it to life. It's a simple mechanism. Yeah. It's an absolutely simple mechanism, but most of the population don't do it. When we write it down, we then set a date. And what the date does, it creates an urgency. And an urgency and a date from which to work, that we can work backwards from. And set out and start thinking about the plan that we're going to put in. We want to write it down and we want to set a date, because our next step is about building those action steps. Now, whatever you want to call that is fine by me. Whether you call it a plan, whether you call it a roadmap, whether you call it your journey, all I'm saying is you need to build your steps. Set your behaviors, set your actions, and start the doing. And start the doing in a dedicated process heading in the direction that you wish to go. You want to step it out with dedicated action, and every day do what is needed to achieve the results. Every day you want to be getting closer to where it is that you're heading. Every day you want to be looking at what's helping you get there and what's hurting you. And stop doing the shit that hurts you. Stop doing it. Start doing the stuff that helps you. So this is about action. It's about intentional, dedicated action that's going to drive you forward. And then let's look at visualization. We want to visualize and we want to do it often. Take some quiet time. Simply close your eyes. Enter your own world. Enter your own space. And visualize the winning. Visualize the feeling that winning encapsulates. And experience it. To enhance this, you could create your own mantra, a mantra of belief, and take time every day to sit quietly and repeat that mantra to yourself. When you visualize and when you have a mantra that is part of that process, belief starts to happen. And belief is something that's really tied in with our subconscious, our unconscious. And when we start to believe, it takes you a long way. And then what drives us forward from there is the concept of anticipation. We want to keep working towards what it is that we're going to achieve, because we're excited about achieving what it is that we want to achieve. It's specific to us. We've created that desire. We've created motivation. We've got momentum happening. And anticipation of what lies ahead is what drives us forward. Now, desire is just the starting point in our process to create our steel cage mindset. Wanting something hard enough drives an inbuilt motivation that forges us ahead, and it will forge you ahead. But don't confuse desire with dreaming. Desire starts the process to build your steel cage mindset and help make you invincible. The only thing desire is dependent upon is you. Creating that specific intent starts this journey. A journey that's going to continue in our next episode. So as we build the components towards your steel cage mindset. a mindset that's going to make you invincible and help you achieve everything that you want to achieve. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If this has been of value, please share it within your network, and we'd love any reviews on iTunes. It really helps us get found by others. So, and there are so many people in the world that may need to hear this message. So your review can help spread the word around the Coach Curl podcast. A big thank you to my team at Think and Grow Business. Without them, this would not be possible. Think and Grow Business, where we improve the performance of people in business. Don't forget, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck is available where all good books are sold, or on our author's page at tonycurl.com.au, where you can download the digital version. 20% of every book sold goes to support the wonderful team at Carter's Cause, who are raising funds and awareness to support the great work that Heart Kids do here in Australia, working and supporting families and the kids born with congenital heart disease. Now, until next week, we'll break down the concept of discipline, and we'll look at that from the aspect from creating your steel cage mindset. But don't forget, the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you next week.